champions bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, I want you to pay careful attention to what I'm going to say, because I'm warning you, it sounds almost too good to be true. Listen. Do you know you can build up a top-notch stamp collection? That's right, a collection of 39 different stamps just by eating Wheaties for breakfast? Well, you can. And you want to know how? Then suppose you get yourself a package of Wheaties right away. A big orange and blue package of those tasty flakes of real whole wheat. Now turn that Wheaties package around so you're looking at the back of it. And what do you see? Well, right on that Wheaties package, you'll find three of the dandiest stamps a fellow or girl could ask for. Big, handsome stamps printed in two colors right on the package, showing pictures of some of the greatest champion athletes of our time. That's right. You're looking at three of the new, exciting series of Wheaties Champ Stamps. And once you start saving these Champ Stamps, I know you won't rest until you've got the whole set of 39 stamps in your collection. Why, just take Champ Stamp set number 15, for example. All on the back of one package of Wheaties. You get a big, colorful stamp featuring Bob Feller, the famous baseball star of the Cleveland Indians. Another stamp picturing Bernie Bierman, head coach of the Minnesota Gophers football team. And another bearing the picture of Jesse McLeod, stewardess of Northwest Airlines. Yes, sir, all three of these swell champ stamps are yours on the back of just one Wheaties package. And you can get 36 more champ stamps just as easy, three with every package of Wheaties that you buy. Not only that, but with every champ stamp, you'll find printed a special thumbnail biography of the sports personality appearing on the stamp, all about the records he holds and a lot of valuable dope on his career in sports. So you'd better get on the ball right now. Start your own personal collection of champ stamps today. I know Mother will be glad to get you some Wheaties. You'll like those crunchy flakes with the champion flavor, and you'll like champ stamps, too. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack Armstrong, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are in the country of the headhunters. They have managed to prevent the international adventurer, Dr. Chapatto, from stealing the chart and ring which they need to locate a valuable quantity of lost uranium and have left Chapatto and his gang in an abandoned gold mine. They are now approaching the Igorot village of Montauk, high up in the mountains of the Philippines, in search of a sergeant of the Philippine Constabulary who has information on the missing Professor Loring. The Filipino Michelle is with them. And now, as they approach the little village, they hear a strange rhythmic chant in the distance. Listen.
Listen to that chant, Uncle Jim. What do you suppose it can mean?
I don't know, Jack. Certainly sounds eerie, doesn't it?
Gosh, that sends shivers all up and down my spine just to listen to it.
It isn't the chant that's so scary, Billy. It's the beat of the tom-tom. Why, you might think we were in an African jungle instead of the Philippines.
We might be safer in an African jungle at that, Betty. Remember, this is the country of the headhunters.
To listen to you talk, Billy, one might think that we expected the headhunter to jump at us from every bush. Actually, headhunting has been pretty well stamped out.
But we know that some of the headhunters are still active, Uncle Jim. That's why the constabulary force has been sent up here.
That's right, Betty. But you won't find fierce tribes here among the villages. They are up in those mountains to the northwest of here.
I'm glad to know that, Uncle Jim. When I listen to that champ and the tom-tom beating away, I can almost believe that this whole village is getting ready to go on a headhunting expedition.
Maybe Michelle can tell us what the chant and the tom-tom means. How about it, Michelle?
Me not like it, Senor Pettifer. That tom-tom mean war dance.
A war dance?
That right. Me know that war dance.
But it's just a ceremony, isn't it, Michelle? I mean, the Igorots of the village aren't actually planning to go on the warpath.
Who knows?
But suffer and catfish, Uncle Jim. Maybe there are more headhunters in the village than you think.
We'll soon find out, Billy.
Well, I'd rather be with the headhunters than with Chapatto and Lazaro and Blackbeard. Do you think they'll still try and get the chart and ring from us, Uncle Jim?
They won't try for a while, Betty. They're still in that abandoned gold mine.
But they may have come out by this time.
Oh, look, Uncle Jim. This path is broadening out. Why, we're almost to the village.
Oh, what funny square shacks they live in. And they're built on posts, too. Why, all the houses in the Philippines seem to be built on posts.
That's right, Billy. They build them on posts on the river to keep their boats under them. In the lowlands, they build them on posts to keep them cool. Up here in the mountains, they build them on posts to make it harder for their enemies to surprise them at night.
Look, Uncle Jim, there's a clearing in the middle of the village. And there is a war dance going on. I can see them.
Gee, humping crickets, all the fighting men in the village must be there.
Why, it's like the war dance of the American Indians. They're going round and round in a circle.
I can see the tom-tom, or anyway, some kind of a drum. It's in the middle of the circle. Look at the Igorotas beating it. He's dressed like an evil spirit or something.
That may be just a ceremony, but they look awful businesslike to me.
And they certainly look ferocious. They all have spears and shields. And look, they're jabbing the spears at the ground as they march around.
Look at them, Michelle. Can you tell whether it's just a ceremony or whether they mean business?
We think they mean business.
Jumping chimney, are you trying to scare us, Michelle?
Well, what do you think they mean business, Michelle?
They sound like...
You're right there, Michelle. They certainly sound as though they were in earnest.
But what are we going to do, Uncle Jim?
Nothing, Betty, so far as they're concerned. We're going to see the head of the constabulary force. Even if this war dance is a prelude to something else, it isn't aimed at us.
I don't see anyone around except the warriors. Where are all the women and children, Michelle?
Women and children stay in house, while men have war dance.
Look, Uncle Jim, they see us. They're watching us out of the corner of their eyes as they dance around.
Well, I hope they don't think we're the answer to their prayer, Jack.
They think we're the answer to something. Look at them. They're coming toward us now.
And listen to that tom-tom. It's beating louder than ever.
Why, it's a regular snake dance.
But gosh, old hemlock, Jack, that snake dance is coming this way.
And look at the leader. The one in front with two big horns sticking out of his head. He's brandishing his spear at us. Oh, Uncle Jim, what are we going to do?
Just keep on walking, Betty. Don't let them know that you're afraid.
But they can just look at me and tell I'm afraid.
Keep your head, Betty. Whatever they're up to, it has nothing to do with us. And besides, the constabulary's in the village.
This is probably just symbolic of something, Betty.
And you don't have to guess what it's symbolic of, Jack. Look at the way they brandish those spears.
Look, they're making a circle around us. Listen to them.
See, Betty, they're not going to harm us. They're going to do a war dance around us.
Look, Uncle Jim, this large shack here, it's got a sign on it. Right, the headquarters of the constabulary.
Well, that's where we're going, Jack.
But how can we get there? We're surrounded by the war dance.
And crickets, they're pointing their spears at us. They're coming for us.
Easy, Billy. There, they're backing up now. It's all a part of the war dance.
There's a constabulary lieutenant coming out of his headquarters. He's speaking to the leader of this dance. I imagine they leave us now.
They're moving back, Uncle Jim.
They don't look as though they wanted to leave us. Look at them. They're shaking their spears in our faces.
Gee, Willikins, maybe this dance is just symbolic or something, but just the same, I'm glad the constabulary are here.
Well, here comes the lieutenant now. He doesn't look surprised to see us.
He looks good to me. I like the way he smiles. I hope he speaks English.
All of the constabulary officers speak English, Jack. There he comes.
How do you do, senores? I am glad to see you.
We're certainly glad to see you. We weren't quite sure whether they were just having a war dance or whether they're in earnest.
Unfortunately, they are in earnest. Almost.
See, Uncle Jim, I knew those Igorotes were just having a good time.
Don't misunderstand me. You are not in any danger.
Then why did they surround us?
Whenever a stranger arrived during a war dance, he always represents the enemy. In this case, the real enemy is up from those mountains you see over there. Now, what can I do for you? You look as though you've had some trouble.
We've had all sorts of trouble. May we go into your headquarters and talk?
Certainly. Just follow me, senor.
My name is Fairfield.
Just follow me, senor Fairfield.
Thank you. Come on, everyone.
Those Igorotes are still working themselves into a frenzy, Billy. I'm glad they're not after us.
Well, I'll say. Watch these steps, Jack. They look awfully rickety.
These bamboo steps are stronger than they look, Billy.
We had better go inside. Then the war dance will not interrupt us. This door, if you please.
Well, you've got quite an office here, Lieutenant.
It is not very good. It is only temporary. But there are enough chairs for us. Sit down and tell me what you want.
Oh, thank you. In the first place, our car was wrecked in a landslide on the other side of the mountain. Can we engage some men to go back to it and bring us our clothes and equipment?
I will have it on today.
We came up here to find a Sergeant Romero. He's just come up from Mindanao. He knows something about a missing Professor Loring, who may be held captive by the natives. I want to talk to him.
That is odd, Senor Fairfield. Unfortunately, Sergeant Romero is missing himself.
You say Romero's missing? How is that?
You may not know it, Senor Fairfield, but the mountains to the north and west of us are inhabited by the Guians. They are the fiercest headhunters in the Philippines.
Yeah, so I've heard.
We have stamped out the headhunting among most of the Igorotes, but never subdued the Guians. A short time ago, a party of Guians attacked this village and took away several heads.
Jack, did you hear that?
Quietly, let's get the whole story.
The attackers made their escape to the mountains. local tribe is a well-behaved tribe, Vigros, but they decided to go after the Guians and get a few heads of their own in revenge.
Oh, but they haven't gone yet, have they?
No, Senor Fairfield. I was sent up here with Sergeant Romero and a platoon of the constabulary to prevent it. I promised the local tribe that we would get the guilty men and punish them if they would stay here.
Well, that was quite a promise, Lieutenant.
It was the only way I could prevent the general uprising. I sent Sergeant Romero and a squad of men into the mountains to bring back the guilty headhunters. I myself stayed here with the rest of my men to prevent the Igorots from going on the warpath.
Then that war dance we saw was in preparation for going on the warpath?
That is right. They have that war dance every day to remind me.
But what do they want to remind you of?
They remind me that if Sergeant Romero does not return with the guilty headhunters, then they will go after him.
But what about Sergeant Romero, Lieutenant?
A messenger came back today. He and his men are camped on Mount Bulosan.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait here till Romero comes back.
I don't think so, Billy. I think we'll go up to Mount Bulosan and see Romero.
Do you mean that, Senor Fairfield? Will you really go up?
I think so, if it's not too far. We have no horses, of course.
But I will lend you horses. They are small Filipino horses, but they will take you there. I would be glad to lend you horses.
Listen to that, Billy. He's awfully anxious to have us go up there.
I'll say he is. I wonder why.
You're very kind, Lieutenant.
No, Senor Fairfield, it is you who will be doing me the kindness.
How's that?
The Guians are afraid of white men. If you and your friends go up in the mountains to Sergeant Romero, they will think that you have come to find the guilty headhunters. It will make it easier for Romero to find the guilty men.
Suppose we help Romero to find the guilty men. Suppose we return here. How will we get back to Manila?
I will see that you get back, Senor Fairfield. If you help Sergeant Romero, I shall lend you my own car.
But there's no road back. The landslide destroyed it.
There is a trail from here to the ocean. It is a poor trail, but my car will make it. There is a good ocean road back to Manila. If you will go up to the mountain to Romero, I will lend you horses. I will take you back to Manila. I will do anything you want.
Very well, Lieutenant. We'll go up to Romero. But I won't promise to do anything except talk to him.
Do you hear that, Jack? We're going to get mixed up with the headhunters, the real headhunters. Boy, oh boy, what a time we're going to have.
Say, that's a mighty risky thing Uncle Jim is planning to do. But he must know what he's doing. After all, perhaps the headhunters are safer than Chipato and Blackbeard. But did you hear those Igorotes as they danced their war dance? Are they going to stay quietly in their village when Uncle Jim and Jack and the others go up into the mountains? Why, anything might happen. You certainly won't want to miss it, so listen in at the same time tomorrow to another thrilling episode of The Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Remember, you will want Wheaties to give yourself a genuine breakfast of champions in the morning. A big bowl full of Wheaties with plenty of milk and your favorite kind of fruit. That's a real athlete's training breakfast with a flavor you ought to go for in a great big way. I hope you're getting lots of Wheaties from your grocer.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Voice.
Food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions. Don't screw